Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, all of you. Welcome to the Christmas edition of Gospel Gold. We welcome you tonight. It is December the 20th, 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. Gospel Gold is designed for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is our belief that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people here in America. From there came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, even the music that we have today. It tells the story of a resilient people who have overcome their adversities and are still climbing higher heights and moving toward where God has placed us. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program, but each week we come to bring you the very best in the achievements that our people have made in the gospel recording industry. Our time span spans from about 1949 up until about 1980. We are usually in that area. This is a historical program. We talk about the artists. We talk about the music. We even examine the recording studios and the labels that were used at that time. And we go through all of the history of the traditional African-American gospel field. And so those of you who have been with us all year, we appreciate you. This program tonight is basically for you. This is the Christmas edition of Gospel Gold. Normally, as I said before, we will go into the history of all of that. But tonight, we're just going to listen to some good Christmas music. There's some people I want to thank who have been supporters all year long of Gospel Gold. And I want to ask you to, if you have not, go to the Gospel Gold group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to join, like, and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. When you go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. And you'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the programs here on Blog Talk are archived. That means you can go back at any time to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and you can find the program that you would like to hear, and that link would take you directly to that program. So those of you who have visited the Gospel Gold page, we ask that you would tell others about it so that others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. So tonight, instead of going through a lot of what we usually go through, I'm just going to play a lot of good Christmas music to celebrate the sounds of the season. Those of you who would like to speak to me tonight, I am in the studio, area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. We're going to be talking about Christmas, and we're going to be listening to some great Christmas music. It is our tradition. Each Monday night as we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this special edition of Gospel Gold. We pray now, God, that something be played tonight, something be heard tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk more. I have some people I want to thank, and we're going to talk more about Gospel Gold. But here's one by the late, great Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born.
I believe we can be more sensitive to the needs of our fellow man, that we can be better neighbors to each other. Sometimes we take too much for granted and we forget to tell each other we care. I think the holidays provide a wonderful opportunity to bind friendships and to show our loved ones that they're important to us, that we're happy they're in the world. It's something we should do more often. And the spirit of Christmas is a joyous reminder of our responsibilities as people.
Thank you. hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got the feel, you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child. And all of this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream and illusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass.
During the course of the season, of course, this is our last program for 2021. And during the course of the season, we have had some very great supporters of Gospel Gold. I just want to take some time. I want to start at home first. I want to thank Brother Paul Taylor of Durham, North Carolina, Sister Joanne Parker of Durham, North Carolina, Reverend Johnny Riddick of Durham, North Carolina, Sister Pam Brown, Durham, North Carolina, Sam Tate and Ann Tate of Durham, North Carolina, Reverend Lafayette Maxwell of Apex, North Carolina, Mr. Charles Booth of Durham, North Carolina. I wanted to start there. There have been more. I will talk about more as we go. But these people have been great supporters of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not a very big group at this time. Of course, we're trying to enlarge it. But hopefully you will get the word out more about Gospel Gold. Surprisingly, about 50% of the group are great supporters of this program. And I just wanted to take some time to thank those who were close by first as I extend congratulations and thank you for those who work with us. I'll be back with some other names that I want to thank. Let's listen to a little bit more Christmas music. Listen to John P. Key, No Christmas Without You, and then we'll listen to Reverend James Moore, Silent Night.
heavenly peace. About the lily of the valley, the brightest morning star. Oh no, I sleep in heaven. Sleep in heavenly. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to God. Lift your hands. Sleep. Shh. Choir, help me say it. Just tenor. Sleep. much choir. Tenors. Alto sing this. Crowd just saying for him, sleep. You in the sanctuary, just lift your hand and help us say, sleep. Come on.
Reverend James Moore, Silent Night. And before that, Pastor John P. Key, No Christmas Without You. We are live in the studio tonight. If you would like to speak to us, area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Gospel Goal, you could do so through email. You can email us at gospelgoal@songwriter.net. gospelgoal@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Goal. We would love to hear from you. You can either leave your comments on the Gospel Goal Facebook page, or you can drop us a line through email at gospelgoal@songwriter.net. I want to take this time to thank some other supporters of Gospel Goal. I want to thank the Black Reality Think Tank. Can be heard every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock right here. On the timeforawakening.com website. Go there. In the search portal, type in the Black Reality Think Tank. I want to thank Dr. William Rogers of the Black Reality Think Tank for his support of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I want to thank Mr. Charles Poole of his support from Peoria, Illinois, Mr. Raymond Hooks from Peoria, Illinois, and Reverend and Mrs. Alice Moore of St. Louis, Missouri. I want to thank all of you so very much. You have all have been great contributors and supporters of Gospel Goal. I want to thank again the Black Reality Think Tank. Can be heard each Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Go to the timeforawakening.com website in the search portal. Type in the Black Reality Think Tank, a program that deals with the pertinent issues of the African-American community. Let's go to 1969, Louise Candy Davis. Happy birthday, Jesus. As we celebrate this holiday with family and friends, let us remember the reason for the season. Let us remember the great gift that was given to us, that God gave his son, Jesus Christ. As we celebrate with family and friends and gather around the dinner table, we ought to take turns in talking about the great things that God has done for us. Never forget that God gave his son for our sins. That is a pretty big gift that was given to all of us. We pray that you will continue to serve the Lord, and you will continue to help one another. We're living in very trying times. We don't know what's going to happen in 2022. We dare not speculate, but we do know that whatever happens, we're in God's hands, and God will surely take care of us. Here is the real meaning of Christmas. And I want to talk about tonight various times in the Gospel Gold program throughout the year. We have featured choirs, many choirs throughout the year, the Mississippi Mass Choir, the Wilmington Chester Choir, the Georgia Mass Choir, the Los Angeles Mass Choir. We have featured probably about 7 or 8 Mass Choirs over the course of this season. And we will continue to feature choirs in 2022 when we come back for our new season of Gospel Gold. So tonight I wanted to play just a few of the choirs that we have listened to this year. The Colorado Mass Choir, The Real Meaning of Christmas, and the Mississippi Children's Choir, Christmas Time.
Thank you. came from Bethlehem to save me. I'm glad. I don't know what I would have done if he hadn't came.
That's just a thought.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. You came. Just one time in the audience, can I get you to agree with me by saying taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, no. I want to ask you a question. Ain't God good? I want you to answer me by saying I'm having it in my spirit tonight. It tastes good.
I know you're good, Lord.
If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, we do have a Cash App. It starts with a $ and the word Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. A few more people I want to thank. Mrs. Joyce Pryor of Greenville, South Carolina. Brother Herbert Cook of Birmingham, Alabama. Brother Thomas Stevens of Birmingham, Alabama. I want to thank the Wilson and Moore family of Brownsville, Texas. And I also want to thank my good friend, Reverend Charles Jackson of Atlanta, Georgia. All of these people have been great contributors to Gospel Gold over the year, and we thank God for all of you. Here's a little drummer boy done in the African tribal style.
Need I God to thee? Need I to thee? Even though he
we bring
Church, look like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We will be replaying some of the pre-broadcast programs over the time that we're out. We're out until about the end of March, and then we'll start our new season then. But we'll be posting from time to time the various programs that we have done over the last two seasons. So go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. And then, of course, if you want to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can also be a supporter. Start with the dollar sign. It's the Cash App. Start with the dollar sign. One word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. The two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will have a great Christmas, that you will enjoy the season, and you will enjoy the love of family and friends, and that you will celebrate it in the style in which it was given. We hope that you will continue to support Gospel Gold, and programs like Gospel Gold is so important. As I said at the outset, Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. Gospel Gold is a program that is designed for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. And we try to come to you each week with the very best in what our people have produced on these American shores, the greatest melodies and the most stimulating songs that have ever been given to this world and to this nation has come through the African-American experience. So we continue to go forward. We'll continue to bring Gospel Gold to you in 2022. We hope that you will be supporters of Gospel Gold in 2022 and that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. So until we see you in the brand new year, God bless you and have a great, great holiday. We're going home tonight with Reverend Timothy Wright, with one of my personal favorites, Oh, What a Pretty Little Baby Boy. God bless you. Have a great Christmas.
Let's go.